Hello, Scott. How you doing?
All right. How are you, Mr. Church?
I am well, sir. Thank you.
You know, you used to talk a while ago that they don't say to read the Bible in the Bible, but Jesus didn't say that. But he said, haven't you read in the scriptures? And he said that he told the prophet he hadn't done nothing and hid it from us, that he didn't tell us by the prophet. So we have to read. That's another quote that he said, we have to read the scriptures to get it.
How do you know that it wasn't told to him? You're assuming that he read it. How do you know it wasn't orally communicated?
Well, he already knows it. I mean, he's the one that gave it to the prophets, because he's Emmanuel. He's God with us.
Well, then he wouldn't have to read it, would he?
No, but we would.
Okay, so
the Pharisees.
Where does he? No. Okay, now you're pulling Protestantism on me. Where does it say? I'm just quoting you back to you. Where does it say, "Thou shalt read thy Bible, and thou shalt be saved"? Where does it say that?
It don't. It's only one way to be saved, and that's by the blood of Christ. I mean, the Protestant church ain't going to save you. The Catholic church ain't going to save you. The only way for salvation, the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh before the Father but by me.
I understand that, and that is all true.
And when he died on the cross, he done away with a lot of legalism of the Judaism, because he ripped when he died, the temple, the veil of the temple ripped from top to bottom.
Well, that's because it was an invalid temple at that time. It no longer had the Ark of the Covenant in the Ark. It no longer had a holy Ark of the Covenant in it. And the Jewish people had decided that he was not the Messiah. So they rejected him. So he said, all right, well, then I'm taking your temple. So I don't, what does that do to the argument? So in the Acts of the Apostles, when St. Paul excommunicates a man and a woman, what was he doing? Under what authority was he excommunicating them?
He done it under Christ.
That's
how? The way to do it. It's under Christ.
How?
How can you do it under the church? The church don't hold all power.
Well,
I mean, the church can't hold all power.
The church is the head
of the church.
Christ is the church.
He's the high priest.
He's not the high priest. He is the church. That's why it's called the mystical body of Christ. It's not an earthbound. It's not an entity that you can touch with your hands. It is the mystical body of Christ. But we are men. Scott, you're a man. You can't subject to anything in this realm other than the in the temporal realm. You have to be subjected to temporal things. And if you want to drive a car, you're going to drive it with square wheels?
No.
Right. Why? Because the laws of nature that God created said that they're not going to work very well. You need round, less friction. It goes a lot better. We're subjected to the laws of nature. So you can't just say a priori that, well, man created that and that's it, it's done. Christ didn't create it. Well, he did create it. Matthew 16:13. He did create it. He handed Peter the keys. I don't understand, if that dialogue is so insignificant, why is it in there in two Gospels? Why is it there?
Well, he also seemed in another spot.
No. You don't get to go and quote me from another book. Why is it there? This is what I don't understand, and I can't wrap my head around. Why would he go through the entire dialogue and use the word church, ecclesium? Why, if he didn't mean to establish a church? What did he mean?
Yeah, he did. He did establish the church. The church.
A or the?
They didn't say the Catholic Church. It didn't say the Protestant Church.
Scott, what does Catholic mean in Greek? Since the book was written in Greek, what does Catholic mean in Greek?
Well, I don't know.
Universal. Universal. I'll tell you what it means. It means universal. So you think that Catholic is a proper noun and it refers to some men or some group of men. It's basically an adjective. Universal is what it is. So The name means unified. Another word for universal? One. Singular. Not many. One.